This is Back to Reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Dear listeners, thank you so very much for joining us on today's brand new episode of Back to Reality. I have the honor and privilege of being joined by my brothers in faith and humanity. To the right, I have the one and only brother Habib. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you for having me here. It's always an honor and a pleasure. And to my right,
assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And thank you for having me, Abdullah Al-Musawi.
Thank you so very much for joining us, gentlemen. Gentlemen, if you could just have a brief introduction of yourselves and your field of study, just for our listeners who've recently joined our program or those who've been with us for a really long time but have somehow forgotten.
Brother Habib, at your service. I'm studying in the Hausa. I've been studying for 10 years, Mashallah. Which is a long time for,
it is,
to some
to
extent.
To be studying anything, really.
Yeah, and...
And Brother Abdullah?
Well, I am in the same boat as Brother Habib. We kind of started together in Hausa. Maybe he was like a year before me.
I was a year before you.
Yeah. So we both students of the Hausa Seminary of Qom. And we're trying to save ourselves before we save humanity.
Ourselves is more important than
humanity. Inshallah ta'ala, of course. Thank you so very much, gentlemen. So we're just going to jump straight to the topic. What's interesting about today's gathering is that we're quite at different age ranges in our lives. Brother Habib being in his early 20s, I'm at my late 20s, Sayyid Abdullah, I believe, in his late 30s. And I think that brings a lot to the table in terms of life experiences and mindset and worldview and where we stand at our journey. I think this is a very sensitive question to be asking anyone, but Brother Habib, how often do you make mistakes?
Depending, what do you mean by mistakes?
Not as far as sins. Mistakes as in slip-ups, as in things that when you look back on, you wish I had done it differently.
Every day.
Okay. Can you highlight a certain event and consider it as perhaps the biggest mistake of your life? Or the biggest mistake anyone could make in their lives?
I asked you a question. I said, what do you mean by mistake? I think that it's very important for me to emphasize this factor that...
Okay, then what's your definition of it?
The meaning of mistake that I put in my mind is not always that when you do something wrong. And I mean by mistake, I mean that something I could have done better.
Interesting.
And whenever a person looks at themselves, if they see themselves, which is a good thing actually, like how Amir Mu'min alayhi salam put it, that you're in the position right now that you are better than you were before.
Mm.
You see, whatever you did before was something as like a mistake in the definition that I gave out.
Oh,
you could have
okay.
done something. You could have done something better.
Right.
And I especially when I look at, for example, how I deal with some situations, especially family matters, I believe that, for example, I could have done this better. I could have done that better. For example, the way that I'm raising my kids, for example, I could have done this better. But you're gaining experience. And I always tell this to my wife that the eldest child is the poorest guy from between the bunch, right? Because we're learning. On his head.
Yeah, he's like a lab rat.
Yeah, we're testing on him. And of course, experience helps, and you know, different situations also help out. And also, there's also this factor that sometimes you wish you would have not wasted your time. I think that the thing that really eats me the most is the time wasting in my life. And even though it wasn't wrong in some situations, most situations, but I wish that the situations that even that I could have had more energy to put in more time, for example, for my studies, for example, my side hustles, because you need side hustles nowadays.
Of course. So basically, in your view, anything that you look back and you feel like, I could have done that better, could be considered a mistake.
Yeah.
But then the way you described it turned into such an integral part of being human because we're all going through this growing
Everyone
process.
Everyone does mistakes.
Right?
It was infallible. Everyone has their mistakes. You know, even the meaning of mistakes that I stated, you know, the meaning of tarkul awla.
Which means
like leaving the priority or leaving something better, right? For example, like how we believe that Adam left eating the tree.
Mm.
He was told not to eat from the tree. Right, and then he still went and ate from it. He didn't do it's not considered the sin and the meaning of sin as a grave sin, right? It's considered as leaving your prophet. You shouldn't have done that, right? It's like it's better for you not to do it,
right?
But he did it anyway.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
Sayyid Abdullah, how much do you agree with Brother Habib's definition of what constitutes a mistake?
Well, I agree to some extent. People make mistakes because not all things in life come with a manual or with a guide. So
very little things do.
Yeah. So in order for you to pave your way in life, you have to go through the obstacles and, trial and error, you
for sure.
end up making a mistake or two or many, depends on where you stand. So sometimes you make mistakes when it comes to your financials, when it comes to your personal life, when it comes to your kids, when it comes to your spouse. People make mistakes all the time. And it becomes a lesson, I guess. That's if I can put it in a shorter way. So mistakes are pretty much part of life. Mm. I mean, with Habib, maybe like he tried to incorporate sin and a mistake in life, which is two different things. You know, sinning is one thing and mistaking is another thing. So, for example, I might say something to you. My interaction with you not very, ends up being very well. And then I could have said, oh, I made a mistake by saying so and so. I shouldn't have said that. So sometimes mistakes are just, ways for us to learn.
With that settled, what would you guys, given your life experiences and how we are all the three of us from totally different backgrounds and we've been exposed to very different events, worldviews, what would you consider as one of the biggest mistakes a person can commit in their life? Like some would say, oh, wasting your time is the greatest mistake. That would be like your hugest regret in hindsight. 20 years from now, when you look back, you'd be like, I wish I didn't wasted that much time. Some people might think financial ill decisions would consider as the biggest mistake. Some would say not marrying early enough. Some would say marrying too early.
Are we talking about like sins again or
not?
No.
Sins aside.
Mistakes.
Like yeah. Normal human beings.
Normal human mistakes. So. Like faulty decision making, basically. Which one is most regrettable in hindsight?
Not taking advantage of the opportunities that are in front of you.
Ah, interesting.
I think that every human being has opportunities in front of them, right? Every human being, especially nowadays with this technology that's available, you know that people could be experts, masters in various fields of sciences just by browsing the internet.
Mm-hmm.
How is that possible? You know, like people had to travel, people had to go, people had to live through, through homesickness, people had to live through poverty just to reach, expertise
true.
And masterties and to become masters in specific fields of knowledges. Nowadays, from the comfort of your home, you're sitting down and just opening the internet browser, YouTube or whatever, and you could, gain so much experience, you could gain so much, mastery, knowledge, and everything. Even, when I say opportunities, you could expand it to the factor of financial aspects, contacts, friends, family. Some people had the chance and opportunity to make friends and fix their problems with families, for example, yet they didn't take their opportunities. So I believe that opportunities leaves this grave feeling if it's not, achieved.
Mm.
Even though even though you fail, like, at least you tried. You removed that, what if I tried factor fear from yourself.
But it's still, Brother Habib, like, from a person to a person, their definition of opportunity might differ. They might not think as a mistake. You know what I mean? So I got an opportunity. I did not take it. It's not a big deal. I don't care. You know what I mean? But I would say, if I would have to step back from what you said, like, take it a couple of kilometers before, not having a purpose in life.
That's nice.
Right? So people don't have a purpose in life. And when you don't have a purpose in life and you know where you're going, you know how Imam Ali says, Rahimallah, min arafa min ayn fi ayn ila ayn, from where in where to where? When a person's life is not set for him and he has no purpose, he will make a lot of mistakes.
Unarranged.
In everything. And opportunities is one of them. So I think one of the biggest mistakes people make in their lives is not having a set, defined goal in their life or a purpose. And then their life becomes a mistake. All of it becomes a big mistake. And then, as we say, if you're not giving anything extra to life, you become extra on life itself. So we have a lot of people in that regard. Like, we have billions of people who are just sucking the resources of Earth and giving nothing back. So obviously because they are without a purpose.
Interesting way to look at it. At what point in life do you think one can develop that sort of purpose?
I think whenever you have the time, not whenever, whenever you have the capacity or the intellectual faculty starting to work, that's when you need to set.
So
your,
like 25 onwards.
I wouldn't put it into an age.
Old. That's too old.
Like if you look at it from an Islamic perspective, when it comes to females, age of 9, right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the female at the age of 9, you have the capacity to understand things and, you know, to start to draw your path in life. With boys are 15 because they are 6 years dumber than girls. The fact they have to admit. So at 15, then Allah says, okay, it's time for you to pave. So it depends that, you know, a lot of things will come into play. For example, the environment
that
you're in.
Your background, your situation.
Your background, yeah. Your parents, they could help you.
Your environment.
Understand. Or sometimes you could live in an environment or a family where you completely end up being just a vegetable. But as age-wise, I say from Bulugh, it's pretty much God's standard. From there, you have to think, because once it's halal and haram, it means your akhirah is already defined. What you do now will affect your end.
Extremely smart. To what extent? Do you think that a 9-year-old child is mature enough to decide 30, 40 years onward?
Is it deciding? Just not deciding. Before you're
knowing.
Answering, is it understanding or deciding? That's two different things.
Do you think they can do either? Even if
it's understanding.
Like I said, if the environment is correct for them, being 9 years old, she might be limited in certain aspects. For example, physically, she might be limited because she's too young, physically wise. Mentally, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to her, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, he refers to her as a mu'mina, and he talks to her, he expects a response from her, right? So Allah says, okay, at this age, her intellect is working. Now, the environment that she's in, the family that she's in, if they educate her well enough, and when I speak with them, I have trouble with boys who are 15, 16 years old understanding the same thing I say to a girl who's 9. Mm. They're very smart, very quick to understand. And they clearly can, if they have the right person to talk to them, they can clearly understand where they're going and what's to be done.
Maybe they understand that such concept exists. The importance of deciding your purpose in life.
Yeah, they understand that very well.
But
that, you know, they have to be obedient to Allah, they have to be obedient to their parents, they have to do good work, they have to do all these things that we lay to them when we teach them. They seem to perceive it very quickly, absorb it very quickly, and also when it comes to applying, they apply it very quickly.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
These are very interesting opinions as answers to the question that what is the biggest mistake one could probably do in their lives. I just want to end this discussion with a sort of a wrap-up question, that is there such a thing as too late to make things right, given the definition and the description we discussed regarding...
Depending on the mistake.
Oh, so you mean to say there are some mistakes that you can never redeem?
Yes, there are really mistakes that you can't redeem.
I disagree, Brother Habib. There's no mistake that you can redeem except for one.
Which
is? Despair in the mercy of Allah. Beside that, the angel comes, drags your soul out of your nose and you repent, Allah will accept your repentance.
I'm not talking about repentance, we're talking about mistakes. You lost out on an opportunity, for example, to buy this, that, or for example, to have children, or fell into divorce, for example, and your widow got married.
So you miss your opportunity. I mean, obviously, if you miss something,
there are so many things that you even, not only do you not get a second chance to fix, but even if you do, there's no way of you or another person you've inflicted any sort of damage to recovering from that mistake. And I think it's really important for us to be deeply aware of such matters, because that's really the saddest last thought one could ever have during the final moments of their lives. I wish that didn't happen, or I wish I didn't do a certain thing. Thank you so very much for being with us, ladies and gentlemen. And thank you, brothers, for your time and your insightful ideas. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Ya Allah, ya Rabb al-alamin, ya Rahman, ya Rahim, ya Rabbi, let the ummah rise again.
Ya Allah,
ya Rabb al-alamin, ya Rahman, ya Rahim, ya Rabbi, let the ummah rise again. Let us see daylight again, once again.